Sometimes a new perspective is all that's needed to shift our way of thinking and bring us to a new state of mind. In this next hour, join author, medium, and intuitive life coach Kimberly Ray as she discusses spirituality interwoven through worldviews, cultural diversities, ideas, and experience. Share stories and embrace growth on Mindful Moments with Kimberly Ray as she offers tips and strategies for expanded awareness, welcomes callers for questions, and offers intuitive guidance from spirit and inspirational conversations.
Good evening. How are you guys? We're here. We're connected. We're on. That's what matters. A little bit of a bumpy start, some technical issues, but we're here. So let's celebrate. How is your Tuesday? Hope you guys are having a wonderful day, wonderful evening as it is on the East Coast. I'm Kim. For those of you that may not know, I'm an author and I'm also a medium to break the ice. I make a living by talking to the dead. That's right. You heard me right. I also offer intuitive coaching, and that's what this show is all about, really to offer tips, guidance, and insight from my higher self, my intuition, which I also connect with my guides. So that's what this show is all about, holding space for you guys, for your questions, and expanding you guys through mindfulness. Now, before, I know we have callers waiting on the line, but before we get there, I want to share a few things. As always, I like to open the show with some perspective, some things to make you think, maybe things to make you thoughts to chew on for a little bit. So tonight's show is, you know, there's kind of a few things that I've been tossing around I want to talk about. I always leave it up to spirit. When it comes right down to it, I leave it up to spirit to guide me, talk through me, and allow that to be the process. So initially, this show was set up to talk to you guys tonight about a message that came through when I was in California last week. I visited the Integratron out in Joshua Tree, which was incredible. If you haven't been there, you have to visit it. Make it a trip. It's an incredible place to visit, feel, and experience. The Integratron is actually, I know in the U.S., it's the only sound chamber that is acoustically perfect. It is incredible, you guys. When you stand in the middle and say your name, it sounds like there's an infinite amount of beings repeating your name back to you simultaneously. It's pretty incredible. So we did a meditation and a sound bath with singing bowls in there. And that's where I heard the message for tonight's show, which was give everything permission to exist. So we're definitely going to expand on that, break it down a little bit. And I want to share something else with you guys, too. I love music. I hope you guys do, too, because music really can move your soul. And I heard a song today and I caught just a piece of the lyric and I want to share that with you too. A song I'd never heard before. And it said something along the lines of, if you dream by dying, you're never really living. So I want you to think about that. Your dreams, if you're reaching for your dreams and hoping and grasping through desperation, with desperation in your heart, you're never going to actually live what you're dreaming for, what you're dreaming of. If you have that desperation in your heart, then you're slowly dying away from it. So we're going to break that down too, and maybe some ways to shift that desperation into actuality. So I do see that we have callers on the line, and we will certainly bring you guys on answer your questions, whatever questions you may have, or just have a fun chat, whatever you guys want to do. But I want to talk just for a few moments before we go into the first break about that first message that came through at the Integratron. This is all about looking at things that we resist. What is it that we resist? Not so much people, not so much things, but feelings, or maybe it's a way of being. Maybe you resist allowing yourself to be a certain way. Maybe you're not sure why. First thing is, give yourself permission to be yourself, to be that way. When we resist, you know, it's kind of like it just compiles. It's like layering cakes, like building and building and like taking on the layers. The more we resist, the more we resist. So look at what you're resisting. Why are you resisting it? What is it that you haven't allowed yourself to move into yet to alleviate the resistance? That's where I want you guys to work on doing the soul work. When you work on that from the soul level, not from the external, typically that's our approach. As the people that we are this day and in, you know, this day and age with the society, societal agendas, a lot of us externalize the way we try to fix things or maneuver things. We think that we can fix things outside of us or around us, right? And we build this safe zone, this comfort zone. But I once heard a great quote that comfort causes the soul to die. And if you constantly are working on building those boundaries and parameters, you're really truly just boxing yourself in. You're going to be enslaved to upholding those boundaries. That's why when I hear people talk about spiritual boundaries or, you know, emotional boundaries or whatever it is, you know, I encourage you to go into looking at why you have that resistance in the first place. I think truly in your being, in all of us, deep down in our essence, we have the ability to be completely free and neutral. No need for boundaries. If we need boundaries, then we're clinging to resistance. That's my personal thoughts. Don't slaughter me for it, but that's my opinion. And I truly think I encourage you to look at where you have built boundaries in your life and ask yourself if you can neutralize them, if you can live without those boundaries. Because if you can truly embrace and embody what you're resisting with those boundaries, then you expand beyond, into and beyond those things that you are building those walls up against. Resistance has nothing to do with that which you're resisting, but basically robbing yourself of expanding, allowing and expanding your being to move into that space. You're really only just robbing yourself. If you have resistance or boundaries, you're robbing yourself of life, of experience, of existence in a certain way. So I encourage you guys to look at that. And just as soon as you feel like you want to throw a wall up, put your boundaries up, or, you know, resist something or whatever it might be, go back inward for just a moment. Take a few breaths. Have a conversation with your inner being. Call on and plug into your higher self. And ask yourself what you're really afraid of. Why are you resisting this thing or this person or this way of being? Look at what you've created as your safe zone or your comfort zone and what you think is threatening that. All of that, or those perceived threats, are just judgments and stories that we create in our head. I truly am in a place in my life where I like to practice as much as possible not allowing things to fully threaten my being. And this is what it feels like to me. Trust me, I have things in my life that feel like mud puddles, walking through mud puddles some days. And it's okay. When we have those terrible moments, that's when instead of going, oh, I need to brace myself, or I need to resist this, or, you know, muster up the courage and get ready, don't react. Because when we do, of course, we render ourselves powerless in that state. But then again, we fall back into that comfort mechanism. We throw up, you know, certain words or actions or gestures in order to navigate what doesn't feel good, in order to navigate, you know, discomfort. But ultimately, discomfort is a reaction. So personally, I think true spirituality is the ability to not react, to master that need. If we need to react, we need to engage. Therefore, we still need to learn from a situation. That to me is where grace comes in. Introduce grace in the situation if you can. Always try to introduce grace in the situation. Instead of resisting or, you know, plugging into and pulling in the emotion. Go into introducing. Remember, you always have the power and the ability to do that. If you place grace in the spot where you would place resistance, you expand yourself in that. And it's kind of like you picture yourself like overcoming, trumping, mastering that which, you know, you shudder to. That's what I encourage you guys to do. Place grace in the spot that you would naturally, you know, or previously try to resist. All of us have those things in our lives that don't feel good. But it's not so much about those things or those people. It's about, why do we feel uncomfortable? Does somebody's personal strength and comfort in themselves threaten our sense of worth or sense of security? Has somebody else's vulnerability threatened our, you know, strength or ego? Those are the things that we need to be looking at. Those are the pieces that we've definitely got to be mindful of so that we stay grounded, we stay centered, we stay connected, and most importantly, that grounding allows us to be present. When we go into reacting, we go into overthinking, you know, that becomes, we kind of go into like survival mode or panic mode. I kind of experienced that today. As I'm doing the show, I'm calling from the Red River Gorge in Kentucky, and was able to climb today, and, you know, had an experience where I tried a route that was a rock climbing route that was a little out of my grade, but was able to complete it nonetheless. I didn't complete it without falling off a couple times, but in the moments where I wanted to get in my head and tell myself, this is out of my grade, this climb is much more difficult than what I'm capable of, you know, instead of going into that resistance, I just allowed it to be what it was, myself on the rock. That allowed me this beautiful presence that truly allowed me to finish the climb. All I could hear was my breath on the rock. All I could hear was myself on the rock, my thoughts with the rock. It was an incredible moment where I allowed myself to just be instead of judging myself or criticizing myself or resisting something. And in that, I was able to overcome. So there's no need for judgment there. There's no need for criticism. So I hope you guys are able to translate that in your daily life. Even if it's a pattern, maybe you have some pattern in your daily household, in your home, that you're trying to figure out how to overcome or how to change. When you allow yourself to be fully present there in it, with it, and it doesn't overthrow you, then you're embracing it. You are expanding in it, therefore transcending it altogether. I hope you guys follow me with what I'm saying. Sometimes the verbiage that I use might be a little bit difficult to follow or sound a little bit lofty, but ultimately, when you guys recognize where you resist, if you can recognize it, you can neutralize it. So just remember that. Remember that as you move forward. If we have time, I want to bring on the first caller on the line. Sounds like we have Shep from Georgia. We're going to go to Shep from Georgia, bring them on the line before the break. If not, we'll finish on the other side of the break. So, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Kim?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Good.
After listening to you, thank you. Listening to you, I got a lot of clarity from the words that you shared and kind of healed myself in the midst of that. So I really just like to take this moment to give you some gratitude for holding the vibration that you are here on Earth and allowing us to take the opportunity to match that and simply holding space for us because we need it. I really appreciate you.
You have no idea the volumes that your gratitude speaks to me right now. I love it. I thank you so much for that. That means so much to me. Very pivotal. So thank you so much. I really appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's my absolute joy and pleasure to be here and hold this space. Do you have any questions or anything, any topics that you want to talk about?
I really don't. I'm a spiritual light coach myself. And, healers, we heal ourselves. And I'm kind of, I just got some clarity. So, I mean, I accept everything. I'm at my point in my life where I have no labels. I'm just here. You know, I know this massive shift is happening, and we got a front row seat to it. So I'm enjoying the ride. I'm enjoying the cleanse, the purging. Yeah, man. I just want to give you some love.
So let me, oh gosh, I so appreciate that. I appreciate that. Big love back to you. Let me ask you a question. As a light coach, when you find people approach you crippled through their reality, that's the biggest thing that I see. Most people, if they hit any sort of bump in the road, they're absolutely crippled. They can't function. Everything falls apart. What do you tell them?
I tell them to get excited because the perspective that I have, when things are crumbling, it just means that you're getting one step closer to your desires. Because if they weren't crumbling, then you would be where you are. You'd be comfortable. And so when you are, whenever you're uncomfortable, that means that the universe, things are moving in your direction, in your favor. So see it from that way and go to that versus looking at what's crumbling.
Yeah, I love that. That discomfort is expansion. That's where, you know, that's where the transformation occurs. And I think that's, that's a pivotal moment. If you can hang on just a little bit longer, you know, that's where you go into the aha moment. So I love this conversation. If you want to hang on the line, you're more than welcome to, and we can pick it up on the other side of the break. But
definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. You guys grab a drink, cup of tea, whatever suits your fancy, and we'll see you in just a moment on the other side of the break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
All right. Welcome back, guys. Hope you enjoyed the break. Shep and I are here just talking about what happens when we hit a bump in the road, when life gets tough, when things feel like they're falling apart, we feel totally lost. What does that mean? What does that look like? And I had a couple thoughts over that little break. Oftentimes I think when we tell people that, you know, to fully, you know, right now I'm in this mindset of accept everything and there's no resistance. That is expansion to me. But that doesn't mean don't feel. It doesn't mean that you can't be present with something. And I think sometimes that's misunderstood. People feel like, well, that means I don't feel or I can't feel this. But I think that's the opposite. When you accept everything, you can truly allow yourself to be with it and feel it, but without the need to react. And when you do that, you maximize your humanity, which, you know, ultimately expands your spirituality, I personally think. What do you feel about that, Shep?
I definitely agree.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm always with you.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good. Go for it. Take the floor.
No, I definitely agree. Going back to as far as feeling, that's the key thing to this whole earth experience. We're in an emotional experience. And so when things come to the surface, you can't suppress them or you can't ignore them. You got to just allow yourself to feel the emotion. It's just an emotion. It's not even physical. It's just something that is really infinite and it goes through our body.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here.
Right. Scientists have actually proven, you guys, that emotions are separate entities than ourselves. So sit on that for a while. That is, you know, remember, you choose to host those emotions. Host them, feel them, but don't become them. That's where it gets hellish. That's where it gets tough. And I think a lot of us get that situational awareness, you know, that tunnel vision, and we forget to keep expanded awareness, like, you know, I always have to remind myself, I kind of laugh, you know, when things feel like absolutely difficult or terrible or falling apart, you know, I always laugh and say, okay, don't forget, this is temporary. And then on the flip side, when things feel incredible and I'm on top of the world, I'm like, don't forget, this is temporary. You know, everything is so temporary, so you can't attach to it. You have to know your being inside and out of and beyond all of those things, all of those highs and lows. So it's like in that, you give yourself permission to be fully present with those highs and lows and just kind of ride the wave a little bit.
Wow. Yes. Attachment is the root to all suffering. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that attachment is emptiness in the way of, no, you're not grounded into your essence. You know, I feel like when people at least have some sort of presence with their inner essence, there's this subconscious knowing or way about them where they don't need attachments. They don't have to have them. And it's because they know they're being beyond that, you know. You know, then you have people that are grounded in the ego that need attachments for sense of self or sense of security, whatever it is, even, you know, needing other people, you know, to need them, that too, you know, is a service of the ego. So I think it's important that when we stay mindful to where things are coming from, you know, I like to ask myself, check your motivation. And I know you guys, as you're listening, you're like, oh my God, that sounds like so much work, so much thinking. It's really not. But when you're making a move for yourself, when you're doing something, what are your motivations? Are you motivated by fear? Are you motivated through lack? Because if you are, you're really going to perpetuate that into the next thing that you're trying to create. If you're doing and creating because you're lacking or fearing, you know, let's use this in the example of a relationship. Let's say you're afraid to be alone, so you go out and you find a mate. Well, but because you are motivated by fear, that fear is just going to bleed into the relationship and ultimately be the demise of it at some point. or another because you're just afraid. You have that attachment to that fear, and that attachment is going to live really good. It's going to nest in that relationship if you can't neutralize it. So always check your motivations on what you're doing and why. If you're motivated by resistance or fear, you're really just planting another seed of it somewhere else. So I think that's important to be mindful of. Don't you think so?
Yes, I definitely agree. And I also like the phrase that you used earlier. I say a lot, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
No matter how, like you said, no matter how good or how pleasant it is or how unpleasant it is, this too shall pass. And that's the key to everything, is just being that neutral, be the observer of this whole experience. Don't get caught up in it. Just observe it and allow it to just become the river and just go with the flow.
Yep. And one last thing I want to add to this conversation, then I'll have to take the next caller. But, you know, is don't forget, you guys, your ability to place what I'm going to call, just because this is what's been floating through my consciousness the last couple of weeks, holy poetry on everything around you. I personally like to observe things like crazy. It's so much fun, whether it's people watching at the airport or watching nature outside. There is, to me, I call it holy because it's divine. It feels pure and perfect. So it's like this holy poetry. Everything is interwoven and connected, and it flows like poetry, right? But don't forget your ability to be a part of that and be intentional with that. Sometimes we get so caught up in reacting that we forget we have the ability to create and be intentional with that. And that's our gift, really, is to be able to create. So create divinity, you know, create goodness, create love, share love, laughter. And if you can't, you know, make it, I shouldn't say if you can't, because you can. There's no reason why you can't, ever.
Yes.
Always leave something or someone better than you found them. Always.
Wow.
That's where I'm just going to keep that. You know, I just think all of us have the ability to do that, but we're not exercising it. We're not maximizing it like we could be. This is because we're not mindful. Mm-hmm. So that's why this show is called Mindful Moments.
That's the key, is to be mindful. And one trick I use to be mindful is just to focus on my breathing and just to be where my eyes are.
I had to surrender to that today when I was rock climbing, because this climb was defeating me and it was breaking my heart, breaking my spirit, and I was really wanting to get up on this rock, and that was it. I had to totally surrender to where my eyes were and be with my breath, and that's when the breath caught me. Like, it caught me. It was my salvation in that moment, because then I didn't hear my noisy thoughts of, you can't do this. This is too hard of a climb for you. You know, all I heard was this beautiful, like, off the rock right in front of me. You know, it was such a crisp moment of, be right here where your eyes are, because you got nothing else to do right now but make this climb work.
And you were touching rock, so I guess that was grounding you as well, you know, helping you get out of your...
Oh, incredible. There's a massive silence that comes off of the rock when you're climbing it that is just incredible. It's profound. Yeah. So if you have a chance ever to rock climb, do it. Don't pass
I'm
it.
Right there with
so
you.
Much fun.
Thank you so much
for calling, for being here, for sharing the love and holding the space. And I wish you all the best as you move forward.
Okay. Back to you, sister.
Thank you. Take care. Next, we're going to bring, thanks, Shep. We're going to bring Pat from Florida on the line. Pat, are you still with us?
Hi, Kim. Yes, I am.
Hi, Pat.
How
Thank
are you?
Thank you so much for holding. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I couldn't wait to speak with you.
Awesome. Good.
Yes, thank you for everything you do. I am going through a lot of health problems for the past 6 years, and I am starting to lose my will. and I'm not quite sure what to do, where to go, where to turn. And I was wondering if my spirit guides could maybe help me out.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to share a couple of things that I see just as you're talking. There's a few things that come in that I'm seeing that maybe if you can focus on or be more mindful to, that might help. And then we'll go into that question about the will. First thing is, do you have issues, Pat, with your knees or one of your knees?
My knees, no.
Okay, this is something that would come through then as a tendency. So I this is like definitely being highlighted, the first thing that comes through. So I would say be very mindful to taking care of your lower extremities, your body, like your lower body, your knees, your circulation, because there may be a tendency for mobility to be affected. Especially if you're feeling defeated a little bit in spirit and physically. But there's highlight on the knee, especially gravitating towards the right knee. So just be mindful of if things feel off or feel wonky, be as responsive as you can and get it looked at, taken care of, if that comes to manifest. Next thing is either circulation issues or sugar, maybe both. I definitely see my symbol for like systemic, feeling like things are affecting you systemically, meaning all of you is affected. So look at, I just keep seeing the word over and over, circulation. So be very mindful of what's happening.
What's happening I'm looking at right now is I might have possible kidney or bladder cancer.
Okay. That makes sense to me because two things, that would be a systemic ailment. And then that would also be affect your circulation too. So especially kidney issues. I feel like that's also where the swelling or like mobility issues or something like that comes in. So you probably may already have this, I'm not sure, a tendency for like lower extremity swelling. This is what I'm seeing and feeling.
Absolutely.
So I would encourage you to watch the sugar intake or watch what's happening with your sugar. If that's not already on the table, just be mindful of that. Very, very mindful of the sugar.
I don't use sugar.
Okay, good.
So,
and then
the other
thing that I see is this is more on the spiritual level than the physical. So I'm seeing the color blue sitting in your root chakra. So to me, the way this is translating is be as open and expressive and honest as possible with your family, like with your close connections in your family, either about how you're feeling, what you're going through, or even just in discussion, whatever you guys talk about, be as free and open and honest in communicating. Like, be free to express yourself and who you are, how you feel, what you want, those sorts of things. Because when, you know, blue is all about connection to self, self-worth, being able to express that and share that. When it's sitting in the root chakra, that's your connection to your passion, your family, friendships, relationships, those sorts of things. So the way that this is translating is, and I feel like give yourself the freedom and the permission to be as open and honest as you possibly can with everybody about how you feel. And it could be like, let's say your daughter is, and this is just a total cheesy example, but let's say she's dating somebody that you just are really having a hard time with, and you're like, look, let's just have this discussion. You know, the goal is to be open and honest and free just in discussion, so that you don't feel like, well, I love you and I'm supporting you, but I'm just holding back from telling you or having this conversation with you that I need to have. So be mindful there, because that can really stifle the energy. When you do those things, it grounds the energy, you know, so then you're coming to more alignment. Now, something else I want you to really be mindful of is the way you talk to your body. My guides are saying that you're very negative, or you can be.
I am.
which we all can, like, oh, my super back hurts, or, you know, God, you know, whatever it might be.
Here we go again.
So It's really easy to do. It's the human side of us. But keep in mind, with a death grip, keep in mind always that your body is only ever capable of responding to your thoughts. It's just a slave to your thoughts. That's all. You are the engine, firing and fueling this machine, which is your meat and flesh, your body, your essence. So if you're telling yourself it's not well, you're not well, I don't feel good, I'm slow, I'm tired, I'm sick, body says okay, all it can do is manifest. So picture all the time, visualize clean, clear, healthy, strong, agile, flexible, whatever it is that you want, with gratitude. Couple that with gratitude and you'll magnify it. They keep bringing up salt also. I keep hearing, so this is like side note. My guides keep talking about salt. Two things. Be mindful of it in your diet, but incorporate it in your surroundings. Like I don't even know if you do rituals. There's an incorporated in your rituals. Like,
I'm just trying to learn all this stuff and try to work with it.
Yeah, like cleansing yourself, cleansing your aura. You can do that with like a salt bath, take a salt bath. Drink plenty of water, but you could take a salt bath. You could put it in a room, a bowl of salt with a crystal on top or something. It's just like the grounding effect of it with you. It's like the first time this has ever come through. But keep that in mind as well. Like your energy bounces well or connects well with salt.
Okay.
So very interesting. I just wouldn't ingest it because of the health issues.
No.
You can, but I would say keep it very minimal. I'm no doctor here, folks. That's my waiver. But I want to get to the meat of your question, which is the will. And we will do that, as you can hear the music, on the flip side of the break.
Yep.
So, Pat, if you don't mind, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
That's fine. Thank you.
Awesome. Here we go, guys. Enjoy your break. I'll see you on the other side.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you guys are having a wonderful evening, enjoying the show tonight. Just to set the stage, I am sitting here in the Red River Gorge, Kentucky, on a little trip to do some rock climbing. So having a great time so far. We've had a great show so far. We have Pat on the line. And before we finish our conversation, Pat, I do want to mention real quick, you guys, in just a couple of weeks, we have, right around the corner, actually, we have the Sedona Retreat. So if you guys want information about this, you know, every year I go to Sedona and host a spiritual retreat. This year is different than any year I've ever done before. We're bringing together a few shamans, and you guys will get to have some amazing experiences, a sweat lodge experience, medicine wheel experience with Native American shamans, Toltec shamans, and myself included. And the three-day retreat, we're going to have ceremonies down by the river, drumming around a fire. It's going to be very healing, cleansing, and the goal is to inspire expansion and ascension within everybody. How do we integrate our spiritual self into our everyday life? So if you guys want more information about that, look it up at kimbabcockonline.com, my website, and click on the experiences page. So I hope you guys will join us. There's still room, not much, but there's still a few seats left. So please feel free if you have any questions. Hit me up through my website, once again, at kimbabcockonline.com or social media all across the board. I'm here, Pat. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So before we went to break, we were starting to talk about your inner dialogue and what happens when we have a negative inner dialogue versus positive. That negative inner dialogue, of course, as you know, creates stress, and all illness stems from stress. Dr. Emoto proved this with his study of water. And he looked at water molecules under a microscope and looked at what happened when he offered them love versus hate. And as humans, we're made up of 70% water. So when we offer that negativity to our bodies, all it can do is respond negatively. So if you don't know this study, I highly encourage you, just look it up online, Dr. Emoto. It's E-M-O-T-O. And okay. His studies are incredible, and it will make you go, oh, my gosh, I better start talking good to myself, because your body's listening. It is proven that your cells have consciousness. Your body's always listening, always responding. And I know it's so easy to go, oh, my back hurts, my back hurts, my back hurts, and then tell your friend, my back hurts today, I don't think I can. The more we talk on it, the more we give it life. But just as easily, we can acknowledge, I feel good today. As soon as you want to go and say, oh, my back hurts, instead go, I feel good today. I have energy. It might take you a few minutes to believe it while you're saying it. Trust me, I've practiced this many times. But again, all your body can do is respond. So picture yourself aligned and perfect and well. No need, and give absolute gratitude, pure, perfect gratitude. No need to prepare. And something else my guides are telling you is eat to nourish and nurture your wellness, not to fix illness or, you know, whatever it is. Because if we're eating or nourishing our bodies in whatever way to fix an illness, then we're really fueling it. Again, that's that point where I was telling you guys earlier in the show to check your motivation. If you're motivated by illness, you'll perpetuate it. So, of course, it's easy to go, well, yes, I have this sort of illness. I'm going to do this because it's good for it. But instead, allow yourself to be motivated to the place of I'm cultivating wellness. You know, I'm nurturing my wellness with this meal or vitamin, whatever, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's just a contemplative sit outside. Come from that place of always addressing your wellness, your well-being, your connectedness to it. Because the more that you allow the illness to die, the more it dies. Does that make sense, Pat?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Yes,
good,
it does. And I do try to stay very positive about everything that I've had and that I do have. I do try to stay positive and push on. And
good.
But
and just remember, like,
I
when you stay positive, stay positive and surrender and accept. That way you're not pushing through from a state of resistance, like I'm, you know, resisting what is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you feel like you've lost your way and you've lost your will, go back into your place of no matter what, you always have the ability to create. Whether it's create a thought, create an emotion, set an intention, align with it, and commit. Don't look back. As soon as you look back, you kind of disengage from your personal power. When you set an intention, you're exercising your ability to create, you move forward, and you cultivate your will. You cultivate your connectedness, your passion for life. So I hope that helps you, and I hope that it sort of just re-centers you and reminds you that it is a situation that you don't have to become. It's really, I've seen so many people go, oh, I have this ailment. I have this diagnosis. Now, here's the steps I do, you know, because this is now my new identity. Mm-hmm. But I encourage you to allow yourself to think outside of that and beyond that, that you create your reality and you are capable of cultivating the highest health. So,
very
really
good. Thank you so much. Yes,
you're so welcome. All my best.
Thank
you. Stay in touch and take good care, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're so, so welcome. Bye, Pat. Next, we're going to bring Christina on the line. Christina, are you still with us? She's been holding this whole time, you guys, for the entire show.
I'm not with Kim. I know who you are, and I'm so grateful just to be able to talk to you. So I'm thankful you got me on.
Hi, awesome. Good deal. I'm so, so grateful that you don't mind holding. The floor is yours. Do you have a question or anything that you just want to talk about?
I do, because what you've been saying resonates with me, and my patient, very loving Eric, has been telling me what to do to move forward. I just want to make sure I'm moving in the right direction, because I've been opening to work on my soul level to get where I need to be to find my soulmate, and I just want to kind of, you know, make sure I'm doing everything correct, because I'm going to therapy, like you said, and I'm opening up, which I'm used to being in my comfort safe zone, like you said, and I'm not used to, you know, going to therapy or, you know, but I told him I would, you know, take as long as I need it, but my finances kind of changed, so I'm going to try to go for a year, so I'm hoping, at least, God willing, that he come, you know, within a year, so, you know, I can try to, you know, at least open up with him more, and then if I can, keep going to therapy. But, you know, I kind of want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing the right step to bring in my soulmate, and, you know, what kind of time frame will he be in?
Yeah, sure. The first thing that I'm hearing from my guides is to encourage you to be your own soulmate, to really have that locked on connection with yourself, where you feel complete and whole in your essence. And in that, you will attract, or I should say, in that, you know, you're basically allowing yourself to exist in a certain realm when you're there, right? Anywhere you're existing or where you're vibrating is a channel. Think about it that way, a network.
Okay.
So when you allow yourself to exist in that state of complete wholeness, you experience everything else that's existing on that realm. Then, you know, because you are complete and whole, you are in a place to be able to share that. You're expanded so you can share that with others. So that then becomes, it's like this likeness, this mutual exchange that happens energetically. So when you allow yourself to be complete and whole with yourself, which you are, my guys are like applauding you, are saying that you're really kind of like surrendering into your vulnerability and allowing that to surface, and that vulnerability is where you expand, where you open up in many, many ways. So there's that piece. And then they're also showing you you're really in a place of like observation, like taking it all in, take it all in. They just keep saying it over and over, take it all in, take it all in. So observe yourself and take it in without judgment, take it in without categorization. So when you can observe things and yourself in a situation, then you kind of like, you know yourself in that situation, you expand in that. So it's like you're kind of watching and observing your own expansion, your own growth. The other thing that they're showing is really answer to yourself, like when you're, you know, when you're feeling grounded, you have the clarity to answer to yourself if something aligns or if it doesn't, if it feels good or if it doesn't. If it doesn't, ask yourself what you're resisting or what you're holding on to as to why it doesn't feel good. Because then there's still a need to judge it. There's still a need to react in a certain way. When you can master that and you trump that, then you master your love being governed by your emotions, they say. So I think that's what's going to be important is as you move forward in your growth, in your spiritual growth and expansion, you're allowing your love to govern your emotions instead of emotions govern your ability to love. You see, if emotions are governing your ability to love, then it's very attached, very conditional, and very short-lived, very temporary, very contracting, contractive instead of expansive. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So allow your love and your ability to, I know as cliche as it sounds, your ability to be love,
okay,
govern your emotions. That way, if you feel like anger,
what I'm working on.
Yeah. That way, if you feel anger or frustration rising, you can go, I can love that, and it just hushes it right away. So, there's just like you've had so much personal growth. They're showing you like you've had so much personal growth to where you're really mastering your own ability to not let others' actions dictate your feelings and the way you feel. So, again, very similar to the last caller. Keep your inner dialogue very clean. They're showing like a chimney brush. You know how you like sweep stuff like a brush down a chimney and sweep it out.
Inner
dialogue. They're like, just keep that inner dialogue nice and clean. Do the maintenance on it if you have to. If it's a smudging ritual, a bath, whatever it is, keep that inner dialogue as healthy and tip top shape as possible, and you'll see that permeate every other dynamic of your life. So that'll be key moving forward. But you're pretty solid. They say that you've had a lot of personal growth.
Thank God. Can you please give me a timeline, Kim, on at least somewhere, you know, where he might be coming in? Because I'm working real hard.
This is what I'll say.
Okay.
I don't typically like to give timelines because people create attachments.
I know.
Two things.
Yeah.
We can definitely give you a time frame ballpark. First thing is always know your ability to create. Always.
Okay.
If you state it and surrender to it as a matter of fact, without emotional attachment, it will be so. Without emotional attachment to the outcome. So never surrender your ability to create. Always. In looking at what your energy, like the trajectory of your energy, what it's projecting and sharing right now and emanating.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like March is going to be a shiny, sparkly, fun month for you where you go, oh my gosh, everything is falling into place. Everything is illuminating. Like it's that feeling of like everything's just going great. Everything feels good. So do not attach to that because remember, it's all temporary.
Okay. I just want to be going in the right direction.
You always are. And just like my great friend Jorge always tells people, the only answer you are ever going to need is the fact that it's happening.
Okay.
So
just keep moving forward, stay with it, and keep positive.
Yes. Yes, of course. The only answer you're ever going to need is the fact that it's happening. So trust the moment that you're in. Trust the things that you're doing in that moment. and allow the rest to unfold as it needs to, as it will. Set an intention, follow it, and create through it.
Is there anything different or more that I need to be doing besides what I'm already doing to be able to get more, you know, soul level? Is there anything I'm missing?
Nope. This is what I would say. That thought comes from the ego. The ego is always trying to convince you that you're missing something. You're never missing anything. And when we fall to that belief that we are, we're falling back into the trap of the ego. So nothing more needed. There's always guidance and perspective and insight that we can share.
Right.
There's nothing that's needed. That's kind of the voice of the ego that is hopeless all the time. So
that's amazing. I'm so grateful, Kim.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so grateful that you called and that you're here. It's my absolute
pleasure to
be here.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You're
so welcome. Take care. You guys, I got to wrap up quickly before I run over to the next show. But thank you guys so much for joining me. It's been such a pleasure. And don't forget, join me right here next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, more information on my website at kimbabcockonline.com. Thanks so much, you guys. Take care of yourself and take care of others. Good night.